Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine in when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. I love it. Listen, folks, we have a special, special evening. We have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, respectfully known as around the world. We're going to get right into it because tonight is a full moon, and we're going to talk about the full moon of the zodiac sign of Aquarius and a few other things, whatever we can squeeze in before the global meditation starts. And then we're going to actually roll right over to the global meditation. So this is a very special evening this evening. And as it would stand, we did have a little bit of a delay this evening, but the stars had it that way. Just situations at work with my seniors, and we did what we had to do. So we're here now, and we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza joining us. Master Glenn, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. It's so wonderful to have you join, partner, collaborate, mentor on this special evening. It doesn't happen too often. The night of our program, we have a full moon, and you're doing a meditation.
Yes, thank you.
I'm excited. In case you didn't know,
thank you, Daryl, for the invitation. Thank you very much. Yes, it's actually the full moon, the exact full moon. Today is the January 28th, and the exact full moon on our East Coast time was 2:18 p.m. this afternoon. Usually there are times wherein even the exact time could make a big difference. Some people will meditate on the exact time. When I was younger, even though it's at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll make sure I'm up and I'll meditate on the exact appointed time. So it's a full moon. You've asked why the full moon. Some of your listeners have been asking why the full moon. The full moon is the highest peak of energy for the month. It's just the peak of energy. It's nothing to do with the full moon. It's something to do with celestial bodies, the sun, the constellation that just is exposed the Earth to this tremendous amount of energy. And we're trying to make use of it in a positive way. A couple of things why we do the full moon. The full moon meditation was meant actually to bless Mother Earth. That was the main purpose, to bless Mother Earth, especially at this particular time wherein the coronavirus is still within us. Divisiveness seems to be waning, hopefully. It's an opportune time for us to bless the entire Earth. The differences for harmony, for healing, all positive, all good. I think that's the idea. Number two was that it's in the month of Aquarius. So the Aquarius, for those of you who are born in Aquarius, usually it starts in January, extending to February, January 19th. To February 18th. So those of you who are born, you have Aquarius. So what are the qualities of Aquarius? So we know this is Aquarius. For those of you who know your sign, a majority of people, 90% of them, know their exact sign. You know, the sun sign. We have, each one of us were born in a particular time, a particular moment, wherein gives us a snapshot. Say right now it's 6:49 p.m. For those who are born at 6:49 p.m. on January 28th, say in New York City, click, there's a snapshot. There's a snapshot of the energy emanating throughout the whole world. So the energy of the planets, the energy of the Earth, the energy of the moon, the energy of different constellations, including the sun, is actually influencing the time of your birth. So what happened, it's in Aquarius, so at that particular time, Aquarius, for those who are born, have a strong qualities. We look at the positive qualities because they're in the ether, they're in the energy form. Aquarius are visionaries. They're very intelligent, original visionaries. They could look forward. So you could see now we need vision. For the past years, there is no vision. There is divisiveness. There is separation. And it affects our emotion. While, guess what? Aquarius is very cerebral, very intelligent, highly intelligent. So if you combine this this vision, a progress to enact positive change in the world, in particular in humanitarian efforts, it will make a huge difference. And Aquarians are also very original. They aren't afraid to think outside the box. So these are qualities of Aquarius that are actually in the right now, it's a snapshot. So we will take advantage of this. So who among you are visionaries? What basically are visionaries? People who could look into the future. People who could do positive. That's their strength. A humanitarian, they're friendly, they're sociable. They're very inventive also. So this Aquarian, this eccentric nature of Aquarius, we should be able to absorb it and make it part of us. You understand? We, for the listeners, we have some qualities we'd like to emulate. We look at other people. How come this person could speak very well? Like Daryl could use the exact words, could use the exact emotions. I don't have that quality. So I said, oh, I'd like to emulate that person. You see people who could look at the strength is intelligence, and you say, I like that. I don't have that. So what happened was that same way as we grow up, we emulate, we have to absorb these qualities, and they are actually available for us because we have the energy of that particular signs. They said the great spiritual teachers, the great, great teachers, they were able to perfect themselves as perfect can be called because they have used these qualities of the perfect man, which is the Hercules, who went to 12 labors. That means he went to lessons of 12 signs. And they become very good at it. So this is the full moon. We are actually having a full moon at 7 o'clock. In about 8 minutes, we're going to have that. And Daryl said he'll give you, if you'd like, you could go to fullmoonmeditation.us, fullmoon, F-U-L-L, meditation.us, and it will tell you how to log in there. It is true. Daryl, that we were able to, hey, let's make it easy for people to sign in so we could get this this full moon, people could actually join. So we're going to do that. We could have a couple of hundreds, depends. It could be 300, 500. In some times, it could be over 1,000 people. So we don't know how many people are coming, but they're basically coming from throughout the whole world. So the positive qualities of, yes.
No, I was going to say, you're going to go into the positive qualities, and then I have one question before you go into the global meditation. So go ahead with your qualities.
Okay. The qualities are humanitarian. Aquarius are humanitarian. It's the sign of the most humanitarian of all the signs. They are kind. They are compassionate. They really enjoy working for humanity. They have a huge heart. Humanitarians have huge heart. They have huge compassion. They are very creative. They take pride in using the art. Not only on a mental level, but also on a creative level, and open-minded. They're open-minded people. They tend to think and do things differently than others, which probably we would need, Daryl, at this time. some people who think outside of the box, and when we look at it in a cerebral and intelligent way, that makes sense. They think for themselves and like to keep an open mind about things, and they don't like to judge a book by its cover, so they're just open for it. They're free-spirited, and I said they're very intelligent.
We only have a couple of minutes because, as the listeners know, who are regular listeners, most of which are, you do a full moon service meditation, which is worldwide every month on or about the full moon. And there are literally hundreds or thousands around the world that join that. And the beautiful thing about it, Master Glenn, is you do a guided piece. So those who are not familiar with meditation can actually get some form at minimum of understanding of how to meditate. And then you do a bit of a discourse on some topic or another, which is always beneficial. So with that all said, we're going to be basking this evening in the energies of the qualities of the full moon. And I'm going to speak on that a few moments after you go and start your meditation, and then I'm going to segue with our listeners into the global full moon this evening with you and all the hundreds and thousands of listeners around the world. Now, with that, we have people who are really suffering, Master Glenn. If you could give us the next minute and a half on this one. I talk to them most days in what I do and working with the senior populace that I do as the senior health director in the facility that I work in. There are hundreds and hundreds of seniors, and some have less issues, but all have something they're dealing with, whether physical, emotional, mental. But then I have family and friends and associates, colleagues. Everyone's going through something right now. How can meditation help for those who are listening or who are listening, and in addition to what they're dealing with? Because all of us are. I would dare say probably Master Glenn on a very minute level. You probably have things you're dealing with. But how? What advice in 30 seconds? How can meditation help us? And we can begin that this evening.
Actually, it's the best thing that you could probably do right now. Because what happened was that with the meditation, you could actually relax yourself. You could actually relax and remove all the fears that one might have. So you could actually do that. I will tell you, in the start of the coronavirus epidemic, when we did that, there was a lot of uncertainty, there were a lot of unknowns, a lot of fears. And that's what your friends and listeners are doing. And I would like you to join us into this meditation and see how it goes. It might help you. I'll probably give you the Zoom ID. I just have it here right now. For those of you who have Zoom ID, go zoom.us. I'll give you the meeting ID, 856-5045-6670. Okay, meeting ID is 856-5045-6670. Third time, 856-5045-6670. And the passcode is M, capital C, capital K, capital S, 2021, 2021, MCKS, 2021. So I hope that will help you. If they could join in, and I will tell you, a majority of them, it's just a short meditation. We'll do a short meditation, but it will remove some, it will allay the stress. A meditation is one object wherein one can remove one's stress and one's fears. And difficulties at the same time.
Wow, that was absolutely wonderful. I know it's near the top of the hour and you're about to start your full moon meditation. Can I just repeat that ID one more time? It's 8565
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Do it again. Sorry.
8-8-5-6-5-0-4-5-6-6-7-0 8-5-6-5-0-4-5-6-6-7-0 Is that correct?
Yes. And passcode is MCKS2021
Yep. And that's on the Zoom that they can get that, correct?
Yes, Zoom.
If they have Zoom, they can just go to Zoom and get that. The other means of getting there is through full moon meditation. .us. Correct?
Yes.
Well, Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, we thank you. We'll be joining you on the Global Meditation shortly. I appreciate you so much. Looking forward for you coming back and elaborating on some of the things, because I know the folks are like, they're palpitating on the information. I understand, because it was a lot. It was a concentrated spoonful. So I'm at the website Full Moon Meditation. I'm going to walk our listeners through. Thank you, Master Glenn, and we'll see you on the meditation. Well, folks, if you joined us a little late, that was Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully referred to as Master Glenn. He is a master in pranic healing, and we'll be talking about pranic healing for a little bit. So we're going to go on for about another 10 or 15 minutes to just elaborate a little bit on what just occurred if you joined us a little bit late this evening. We were talking with, again, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn. He is a medical doctor specializing in neonatal. In fact, he was the director of the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York. And he was actually the director of neonatology for 20 years. So very well respected worldwide. And later in his career, began to study and practice under a renowned master of pranic healing. And he, therefore, is only one of, I believe, less than 10 in the world that are at his rank, sort of like a martial artist who can be a 10th degree or 9th degree or 8th degree. Well, he is at the highest level, of which there are only about 7 or 8 in the world. So we've truly had a treat this evening for him to join us. And every month he does a full moon meditation. He is a specialist. He is a specialist in meditation. And he is also a specialist in astrology. So we talked a little bit about the full moon of Aquarius, which we're in right now. Are you Aquarians out there? Happy birthday, whether it was last week or it's coming up in the days or it is today. And we wish you well. But he said something that was uniquely beneficial. He said that every astrological sign has certain qualities. And this isn't sacrilegious, folks. I mean, if you can look in your Bible and it talks about meditation, and it's not in a sacrilegious way. He said that there's a snapshot when we're born. We're born under a certain astrological energetic influx, influence. And for those of you, you don't have to be one to live every day, wake up, what's the astrological sign say? I don't do that. But some do, and you can live by that if you so choose. I do not. But what I have found unquestionably is certain signs have certain qualities that I have found in individuals born under that sign. Now, you can say, well, because they've read about it and they probably began to emulate what they've read. I've talked to folks in my lifetime over these six decades or five, because after, you know, before 10, you're not that conscious about it. But I have found folks that don't even read and don't even believe in it. I've seen the characteristics. For example, Aquarians, he said, are very creative. I have found Aquarians that I've met to be out-of-the-box thinkers. They're the kind of individuals that might approach you with a new idea. It might even be one of those get-rich-quick schemes. But it might be something as simple as, hey, I know an investment, and it might be one that is tried and true, not something that is a high risk. The one thing that they are is visionaries. So it's not that if you're a Leo or a Taurus or any other sign, Pisces, that you're not a visionary or you're not creative. No, we all are visionaries and we all are creative, but certain things just stand out about certain individuals. And you may find that it falls under some of those qualities. The other thing that he said was these qualities that embody the sign of Aquarius during that energetic time, for example, that time that we are under right now, you don't have to be an Aquarian to utilize those energies. So if the energies of Aquarian are one of creativity, and you have a project that you have to get done, this would be a good time to just kind of meditate on that. So how do you do that, Daryl? Well, the mind is a wonderful, powerful thing. You can actually plant the seeds of energetic thought. I'm not going to go too deep on you. We're not going to put the waders on. We're just going to put on some ankle socks here, folks. So just kind of let that digest for a moment. I was so blessed to meet Master Glenn some 10 years ago because I had studied meditation going back to college. That's when I first started studying. I studied transcendental, some monks. And since then, I've been meditating, and I now am, I don't want to say a master, but I'm trained in four types of meditation. There's so many. And I'm versed in at least 15, but really have studied four. And to have met and studied with and under Master Glenn has taken me to a whole other level. So what you're going to have an opportunity to do tonight is to meditate with hundreds of individuals, thousands literally, around the world. You'll go to the website. He's going to walk you through the meditation. And I believe if you truly think outside the box, so this is a perfect time to try it because you'll be more open-minded about it. I mean, some signs are less open-minded than others. So this is a great time. But he also said, looking at what's going on in society, in the world, in business, and politics, and emotional, societal situations, this is an excellent sign to cope with those situations. He said this is a humanitarian sign. It's a sign of compassion. With so many hearts hurting right now, what an excellent sign to meditate under now. So write it down, folks. The website is Full Moon Meditation, no spaces, FULL, MOON meditation.us. You can put that in your phone because your phone is just a computer. We know that. You don't have to get on the computer if you don't have a laptop or a desktop. And just put that in your browser on your phone, and it's going to ask you for some basic information, your name, your first name, your last name. It's going to ask if you have an email address. In fact, I'm up on my phone, doing it right now as we speak. So you're going to put that information in, and then it's going to walk you into the actual Zoom conference. And from there, you know, you'll hear and or see it. Your phone, if you have not gotten on a Zoom before, it may ask you to download your Zoom, which you should do. I mean, my opinion, because Zoom is, it is what it is. It's free, and if you haven't been on a Zoom call recently, eventually you will be. I hope someone else comes out with one. you know, something similar, because I just believe in competition. You know, my listeners that know me, I don't do the censorship thing. Don't censor me. You know, don't tell me, oh, I'm going to take you off Facebook. I'm going to take you off Twitter because, you know, I don't like your position on the Lakers versus the Knicks. What? Okay, I tell you what. Yeah. So we hope that somebody comes out with something, you know, comparable to Zoom. But right now, Zoom's been kind of staying out of the fray of that whole censorship thing, thank God, right now. So I have no problems in endorsing it. I do not endorse Facebook, as far as I'm concerned. I've removed myself because them today, you tomorrow. Now that's another piece. But let's get back to the meditation of what's going on here. For those of you who really, us, because I too am having my situations, ideal time to just stop for a moment, let go. It's easier said than done. But when you have a master helping you through it, believe me, it really helps. Sometimes you just have to withdraw. You just have to let go. And this is a very, very good time, regardless of what you're going through, what we're all going through. Just let go. So, full moon meditation, US, if you haven't gone there, you want to do that now. And it's going to put you right where you need to be. Fullmoonmeditation.us. So I've got my browser opened and doing my thing there. I know he gave you some other information, too. For those of you who have Zoom, you're a little bit more sophisticated, you can just go and click on your Zoom link, wherever it is on your computer, log into Zoom, and you can use the codes that that was given to you in that fashion. So that's that piece of it. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to Cosmic Beauty. She may be listening, one of my relatives, my cuz. She's an Aquarius. So all you Aquarians out there, shout out to you. Shout out to you. Nothing but peace and blessings and love is what I have for you. Simple, to the point. What's happening? I'm going to take a moment before we segue over. Hopefully you all have started to tune in to the meditation because it has started. But be remiss if we haven't talked a little bit about what's happening in our society and under our new administration. So I would just say, whether you're left wing or right wing, try to have an open mind. We have to do as we have done and will continue to do, and hold our leaders accountable. And I will say that I do pray for our new administration and all those who are appointed. And I pray that, from what I'm seeing, there's been some misdirection from Mr. Biden, who's referred to as our President Biden. I reflect back, and I watch from time to time different segments of information from different media. I do watch CNN occasionally. I do watch One American News occasionally. It gives me balance. And I remember on CNN, he was talking on one of the debates about dictatorship. And he was saying, and Google this, folks. I had a relative say, "Daryl, you make these references, and how do we know? Where is it? Google it." Dick Gregory used to always say, "Get on your computer." I'm like, "What do you mean? We're in the car." I was traveling with Dick one time. And he said, "Open your computer and look it up if you don't believe it. Look it up right now." I said, "Why am I going to do that?" And somebody else was driving, and he and I were passengers. He says, "Your phone." He says, "You don't know that's a computer?" And that was 4 years ago. Brilliant man. And I said, "Oh, that's right. I can just Google it on my phone." So listen, folks, we all got computers. If you got a smartphone, Google this stuff. Just Google and use verbatim words. So Biden was saying, Google debate where Biden said executive orders are forms of dictatorship. In that debate, he says, anybody that would use the power of an executive order to run a government is infringing upon dictatorship. Now, in this week alone, he has issued more executive orders, some 40, I'm told. I have to look it up, because I know it's been at least 20. I know that for a fact, as of this past weekend. And I know he's wrote 4 yesterday. He's written more executive orders in the first 7 days than all the 4 presidents prior to him combined. If you're listening, I know that you have some feelers out there. Stop it. You're being misled. This whole thing about the oil and I'm going to shut down. Don't focus on hate. Just grow good grass, dude. Don't listen to Pelosi. She's hateful. She has a hate for Donald Trump that is so deep, it probably runs to the core of the earth. And she's not careful, she's going to end up going right there. That's a deep hate. And she's got to let that go. To cut a pipeline in one day, it's worth billions of dollars. To say, "Oh yeah, we're going to create this Green New Deal in a day." Okay, stop it. I understand the petroleum detriments. I get it. I'm a holistic naturopath. I want clean air. I want clean soil. Be realistic and don't do things supposedly for a good purpose with a hateful motive. As Bill Cosby once said, it's like eating a steak dinner on a garbage can top. Okay, case in point. You just disemployed tens of thousands of people. And there's no way you had to do that in a stroke of a pen. You know what it reminds me of when I work with AT&T? And Johnson & Johnson and so many other companies in, around the world do the same thing. They were right-sizing. I go back 25 years with the company before I went into natural, focused on my natural health and economics. And I can remember in certain departments on certain floors in the towers when people were given one day's notice, and it was, you can hear the wailing of mainly women, but some men even, crying because they gave them a day's notice when they came in. These are people that had children in school. I mean, hateful. How could a corporation do that? And don't tell me they didn't know. That is inexcusable. So, Biden, I just ask you to reconsider. Because you cutting that pipeline, and I get what you're thinking about. We gotta make a change. Like that, not necessary. Because you're going to have to fuel your airplanes, our public transportation. We're energy independent right now. I mean, it's, you're not going to cut fuel consumption in a year or 2 years or 5 years. And you don't have to do it with such pain. And you're going to take the metal and use it as scrap metal. Okay. That's just an example, folks, that I just wanted to mention. We have to be very, very careful. So I'm suggesting we meditate on that kind of hateful motive to just subside. We want to support this guy. We want him to be well. But you don't want to support something that is hurtful. Consciously hurtful, unnecessarily. And there are other orders that were very similar. And this is a person that said using executive orders to run a government is like a dictatorship. Oh, I guess he changed his mind in 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. So just something, some food for thought. Let's meditate on some peace. Let's meditate on some unity. Let's meditate on some love. And believe me, it'll weed out the hate and the dissension, the evil. So let's go over to full moon meditation. We're going to close our shop early. Folks, on a helpful tip, breathe. Breathe and laugh and love. I have nothing but love for you. Share Progressive News Weekly with someone that you care about. Let's pray for our government. Let's pray for our family, especially those who we're having challenges with. I say challenges lightly. Pray for our enemies. And let's pray for those who we really want to and attempt to love with our deepest of heart. Let's especially pray for them. And let's pray for each other. So I don't often close on the same tune that I open up on, but we're all going to go to fullmoonmeditation.us. Just put it in your phone. It's going to have a section at the bottom where you put your name in. And we're just going to try to meditate on wellness, folks. Starts with the mind. I have clients all over this country as a nutritionist and a naturopath, holistic. And the first thing I talk to them about, whether they're dealing with the common cold, the flu, sarcoidosis, lupus, whatever it is, I start with, how's your mind? And they say, what do you mean by that? I say, because that's going to be the first thing we're going to have to use for you to gain the balance that you desire. Let's start that this evening, folks. You know, there was a song, Free Your Mind. and you know what will follow. God bless you, love you, and let's close out like we opened up. FullMoonMeditation.us. FullMoonMeditation.us. God bless.